Our locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA as we now talk Valley Heights basketball, joined by girls head coach Jordan Brockstrom. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, another big win on a Tuesday night. You go on the road, defeat Lynn 47-30, jumped out on them quick and just kind of able to coast along from there. But another win to get to 15-1. Your team still number two in Class 2A, according to the latest rankings. But, you know, it seems since that since you took that loss to Centralia in the TVL Tournament Championship game, your team's really responded and played really well here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'd say that things are going fairly smoothly right now. The girls are competitive, and they want to win night in, night out. So I wasn't necessarily worried about their toughness and wanting to get back to the winning ways. But we still got a tough schedule ahead of us, and we'll still need to be focused and take care of business.
Yeah, definitely a tough stretch here to kind of close out the season. You'll get Centralia, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But Clifton Clyde after that, you'll get Onega and Blue Valley to close out the season as well. So certainly the next couple of games are going to be very challenging and what could ultimately determine a potential league champion this season, particularly in the game on Friday night. But obviously at this point in the year, a couple of weeks left in the regular season, your team sitting where they are, all coaches are going to say there's room for improvement again. And I think we've talked about this before, but at least at this point, what are you kind of stressing to the girls right now, the importance of, and something you're really trying to push on them here down the home stretch?
I think right now we need to be focused on kind of, valuing each possession and handling each moment for what it is. Don't get caught up, too emotionally caught up on things that have already happened, and don't rush to try to get everything at once. You know, I think if we find, have a little more patience and kind of let the game work for us rather than trying so hard to work against it, I think that'd work in our favor. But so a little bit I'm looking for some patience and the ability to kind of control the game a little bit at whatever tempo we'd like to play. So that's something I think we can continually work on.
I wouldn't expect many seats available on Friday night at Centralia when you guys tip it up against the Panthers for another time. And you saw them a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks back in the TVL tournaments, championship game, Centralia. You had a lead late. It was a one-point game, but Centralia got a big three with about 15 seconds left. And just you guys were unable to get a look at it to potentially tie or even win the game. So Centralia wins. That's your only loss to this point in the year. I'm sure the girls are fired up for this rematch, and with how it stands right now in the TVL standings, it's really going to determine a lot in a potential league champion. What's the mindset and focus been like, you know, here these last couple of days getting ready for this one?
Well, I think after getting beat in the TVL title game, I think our girls were already looking forward to another opportunity to play them again, and that's what you want. I mean, you want to play good teams. You want to play high-caliber teams, and Centralia has proven that they are that. They're really good at winning close games, and we weren't that night. We had a lead and let it slip away, but that's to their credit. And so I think it's a game our girls have been looking forward to, and, you know, basketball's an interesting sport, so you never know how it's going to go. But I imagine that both teams are going to be excited about the matchup.
It should be a lot of fun. Centralia 15-0, Valley Heights 15-1. Both teams unbeaten in league play with just a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Should be a lot of fun on Friday night at Centralia. That is Jordan Brockstrom joining us, Valley Heights girls coach, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, really looking forward to seeing how that one plays out on Friday. Good luck to you, and we'll do it again next week. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.